We want to remind everyone they can join us most weeks back at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, the World Cup started this week, and like most Americans, I'm sure you were glued to your TV watching something else. But as the tournament began, one of the big debates among the teams was whether the players would be allowed to do what?
Give me a slight hint.
Well, they're only allowed to score on the field.
Oh, no, man, because it's a party with the locals.
They're not allowed to have sex, is the question. Many teams banned their players from sexual relations for the duration of the tournament. Said the Mexican coach, quote, "If a player can't go 1 month without having sexual relations, then they're not prepared to be a professional player."
You gonna say it to me in Rio? That's rude, bro.
The good news is that means about 70% of our listeners are prepared to be professional soccer players. Congratulations, everyone. By the way, the coach of the U.S. team says his players are allowed to have sex, but they still won't be as good at it as the European players. So.